Well, good morning. Well, it's morning somewhere. 2:45 p.m. here. On, what is it? It is Tuesday, March 10th, 2026. On a mostly cloudy morning on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains. 54 degrees. Mostly cloudy. It's a little bit chilly. I'm dressed for it. No biggie. Let's see if I can put this away without shutting it off. Settle in for the walk. Here we go. Yeah, the music this morning was completely drowned out by traffic. I put on Sting, but I didn't hear very much of it. Jesus. Tuesday afternoon. Who would have thunk it? I'm going to have to start walking early. That's just all there is to it. The noise is crazy. So I finally worked through the existing Towerbound books. I really like the way it's developed. Yes, it suffers from being Royal Road or AO3 or whatever. Serial platform it started life on. But I still enjoyed it a great deal. And the insert obligatory complaint about pre-orders, because there is another book coming. And it won't be until sometime in May, but I could already buy the book. If people only understood what pre-orders did, if authors only understood what pre-orders did to their long-term visibility on Amazon, they look at the number of pre-orders and go, ooh, look, all these pre-orders, all these people bought the book in advance. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. And you get credit for all of them, all on the same day. Woohoo, big day. 7 days later, 7 days later, your sales rank has bottomed out. You've gone from being in the top 1,000 to the bottom 1 million. And you can't get it back because you didn't have a second and third and fourth arrow in your quiver. Over and above, I really don't like pre-orders because quite frequently they interfere with my enjoyment of the book that I just read by going to buy the next one and continue the reading journey only to discover that, oh, like Towerbound, the next book won't actually be available for several weeks, months. Yeah, anyway. Enough of that. I went back to Old Man's Vines. Terrible covers. I will say, not as bad as Devin Cole. Those covers are just dreadful. But the book itself is pretty good. I'm enjoying it a great deal. This is the second book in the series. Old Man's Blossoms, maybe? I don't remember. Old Man something. And being an old man, I can certainly relate to the main character, Grumpy Old Fart, which is me. Grumpy old fart. So yeah, 2:45. The morning sort of evaporated. I'm not exactly sure where it went. Well, I do know where it went. It went into Satisfactory. I slept in a little bit. But I'm back on my waking up about an hour before sunrise. Even though that time isn't exactly what it was last week on Tuesday. But it's pretty much looking at it, I typically wake up an hour or two before sunrise. So 5:30 this morning, 5:40 this morning. Sunrise at 7:15, something like that. 7:20. So yeah, not terrible. But good night's sleep. Even Fitbit said it was a good night's sleep. I really don't know how Fitbit comes up with these. Well, this one was good. That one is fair. I get a lot of fair. I haven't had a bad night. I've had a lot of fair. I've had a few good. And I have to say, I've had more good since Seamus has come to live with us. What the actual? There's a truck parked at the entrance to the path that leads eastward, and there's some sort of construction fence and a bunch of piles of crud. I can't tell if it's blocking the path or not. There. What are you doing, people? What are you doing to me? Anyway, there's not much I can do about it. I have to cope with it when I get there. So, yeah. Satisfactory. It doesn't have the same, I must play every minute, but it does have the once I start, time evaporates. I finally made it to phase five, I think. I have to do aluminum next. I bought a lot of stuff from the awesome shop to get like my hoverboard finally. This is my hoverboard. It really does make a huge difference. It made a really big difference when I was exploring when the wildlife was hostile, because I could string electrical cable. And fly over them without being suckered in. I guess they're taking down a tree. Yeah, it's not. It's not blocking the path. Okay. See, you get all upset and it wasn't even significant. That is some big chunk of tree. Holy shit. I'm looking at a stump. The stump has to be 18 inches across. Thank you. That looks like a job and a half.
Yeah.
Holy shit. I don't know how some of those blocks of wood have to weigh 500 pounds. I don't know how he's going to move them. Anyway, not my problem. Not my problem. So yeah, I have a bunch of stuff set up running. I can log off and let it fill up the boxes and come back to it later. I need to build a long distance rail line to collect stuff. Coming up on it, get ready. Stay with me. Monk post. It's been one of the ongoing struggles for me is getting, you can get three of the four ingredients that you need to make something, but the fourth one has to come from all the way on the other side of the map. And the deeper you go into it, the further away that missing thing is. Aluminum is kind of the break point. Aluminum is only available in a narrow band right across the middle of the map, horizontally. So if you want aluminum, you have to find it in that belt and then get everything else you need to manage the aluminum and either take the bauxite ore out or bring everything else in. So I always wind up with really long belts, which actually work really well, which is why I keep going back to them, because they're so much easier to build than building out railroad infrastructure. The difficulty is that they're slower than railroad infrastructure, and it's easy to outstrip the belts supply with the localized demand, which is tedious. So I really want to see how to do this with legitimate rail lines. In theory, there are passages that allow rails to pass all the way around the map. And I started running a rail line. I got it about, oh, I don't know, maybe two power towers long before I ran out of concrete. So I need to make plan to do nothing but lay concrete path for the rail line to be named later. And so that's a lot of, not the funnest time. But it will be very valuable. I managed to pull it off. And let's face it, I'm a railroad junkie. I love playing with railroads. I've been like playing them in Factorio for exactly the same reasons. Blocking the sidewalk today. There's another guy standing here with the door open, blocking the sidewalk with this passenger door. I'd say they were doing a drug deal. Ah, it is cool. The wind is blowing. It's a very nice breeze. It feels pretty good. I haven't seen any geese this afternoon. Beautiful day though. For all of it, it's pretty much almost overcast. There's patches of blue off to the south. Oh, there's a lot of blue off to the west. So it's not overcast, it's just mostly cloudy. It's very spring-like. I mean, it's like this is really bad news. We don't have enough water, and it's going to get worse. Gotta wait for it to go. Looking for signs of growth down in the soil. I'm not seeing much. It's not particularly damp. Don't see any large birds perched in the woods. Trees are budded though. Yeah, pretty much all the trees are budded, well, except for the evergreens, which never stopped. Toddler in one of those swinging cups on the playground here. Mom standing behind every time the swing comes back. She gives him another little push. Dad playing catch with a, looks like a 4-year-old. Dad or Graham. Judging from your grand in spirit, I don't want to say Graham, but given how old I was when I had my kids, that might not be a valid assessment. The spirit is greater than mine at the moment, but mine got reset with chemo and radiation, so I still don't understand how it came in darker, but also thinner. It's kind of sparse. It's just vanity leaving it there, I guess. I've had it so long. Wife and kids think I don't look quite right without one. All right, I made it. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.